This is the overmantle, which King George VI sent us by the hand of Princess Elizabeth. These candelabra go with it. It's a lovely thing. And we decided that it was too beautiful to put anywhere out of sight, so we put it on the north wall of the state dining room so everybody can see it.
It's very beautiful. Princess Elizabeth gave that to you on behalf of her father, George VI.
She presented it to me down in the Rose Garden.
So I remember that that occasion very well, Mr. President.
A lovely ceremony.
Yes, and the side of the room here. We're now leaving the state dining room, coming back out into the foyer, back out into the hall that leads to the foyer. You had a story about this wonderful picture here, Mr. President.
Well, for a long time, we didn't have a picture of President Hoover, and it's customary to hang the picture of the last president on the right side of the main lobby as you come into the White House, and the one just previous to him on the left-hand side. Mr. Coolidge's picture used to hang over there where President Hoover's is now, and we were having a cloak and dagger movie down in the movie room, and Mr. Coolidge's picture took a notion to fall down, so we thought maybe we were being caught by some of the cloak and dagger boys.
Right. Now, out of the hall and into the beautiful red room.
This is the red room. This is the parlor where Mrs. Truman holds their informal teas. And it's also the room in which the cabinet and the officers meet on state reception days. And we have some wonderful pictures in here. There's a picture of Grover Cleveland, one of Woodrow Wilson, one of William McKinley, one of Theodore Roosevelt. This Theodore Roosevelt picture is by the John Singer Sargent. That's the most expensive picture in the house.
Really?
Yes, and then we have a beautiful clock on the mantel, which is presented by the President of France. It's a lovely thing, and it plays all kinds of chimes when it really gets ready to go off.
That was presented by President Oriot, and was given, actually, by Ambassador Bonnet.
That's right. Ambassador Bonnet brought it down, and it's such a beautiful thing, we thought we ought to put it where everybody could see it.
Well, that,
and it belongs to the government of the United States.
The this mantle here is one of the original mantles, too,
yes,
in the White House.
That's right.
It's... Mr. President, we are now going to take a picture of the Jefferson Memorial itself, as you see it from the back porch of this porch here.
I want to correct you, Bryson. The south front of the White House is the front. The Pennsylvania side is the back, but everybody in these days calls the Pennsylvania side the front of the house, but the front of the house is the house that is the part that faces south.
I wonder how that got mixed up that way.
Well, there used to be a street through here, and they took that street out on account of the fact that they wanted to save all these beautiful park grounds for the White House.
Incidentally, this porch, this back porch I mentioned ago, is also the scene of that famous balcony, which is right above the, us here.
Well, the balcony belonged on that south porch, and nobody has ever found any fault with it. Since it's been finished, it created quite a furor here when the boys didn't understand what was happening, just like they made the same kind of a mistake when we tried to finish the Capitol building. You know, the Capitol building isn't finished. The dome hangs 7 feet over the east portico, and that old sandstone building some of these days is going to crumple up with that heavy iron dome on top of it. And the same sort of a campaign was made, and we didn't get to finish the Capitol building. It ought to be finished. That dome was put on the old part of the building in about 1863. And if you go down to the Capitol building when you're on a tour of Washington, you'll find in the basement of the Capitol an architect's model of the Capitol building as it should be. Sometime or other, why, somebody will get it done.
Well, this porch we were talking about overlooks the Jefferson Memorial on the
that's
south
right.
side of the White House. And that's one arm of a cross almost.
That's right.
President?
Well, it's the mall. The White House is on the north side of the mall. The Jefferson Memorial is on the south side of the mall. And the Washington Monument is supposed to be in line with them. But when they went to build the Washington Monument, there was a swamp where they wanted to put it caused by the old Chesapeake and Potomac Canal. And So they moved the monument 160 feet east of the point where it ought to be. Washington Monument is 160 feet east of where it ought to have been. But it does not injure the situation, and it's standing up, which it wouldn't have done if they'd have put it in the swamp. Then the Lincoln Memorial is at one end of the mall, the west end, and the Capitol building at the other. The Washington Monument is part of that axis.
This porch, too, you've been known to stand out there and watch ball games down on the Ellipse from time to time, haven't you, Mr.
With
Fredo?
Field glasses, yes.
Uh-huh.
I tried to go down to one of those ball games one Sunday when I was here by myself, and all I succeeded in doing was to break up the ball game.
Well, that was a shame, Mr. President. We're still sitting here in the Red Room, the small, informal little parlor that's toward the west side of the building. And I should think, Mr. President, we might like to continue this tour for people and walk out. This is the famous sergeant portrait of Theodore Roosevelt there on the wall.
Yes, it's on the right of the door as we go out.
We're back out in the main
corridor.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank
now
you,
I'm
President.
Going to turn you over to Frank Burkholz.
All right. We'll go in the blue room.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, if we would. This room is one of the three oval rooms, isn't that right, Mr. President?
Yes, the diplomatic reception room on the ground floor, and the blue room and my study on the second floor are all oval rooms. It's a beautiful room, this room is, and this point right here is where Mrs. Truman and I stand when we have state receptions.
Mrs. Truman on where I am or on your left?
Mrs. Truman's on stands where you are, and the other evening, we stood here and shook hands with 1,539 people by count.
My goodness, they
the
come,
diplomatic reception.
They come through the door on your left and out into the Red Room.
That's
on
right.
The door over here.
And then go on into the dining room and have some cookies and punch and then go away.
How many of the names of people in a line that long can you normally remember, Mr. President?
Well, ordinarily, you take the congressional receptions and the judicial receptions. I know them all, and I remember them all, but in the diplomatic reception, there are people from all over the world, and I didn't remember very many of the names. Of course, I knew all the ambassadors, but that's about all.
What about the furniture in this room, Mr. President?
This furniture in this room was purchased by James Monroe in Paris when Jefferson was president. It's the only really antique furniture that's left. Of course, it's been upholstered time and again. And the clock here on the mantel was brought back here by James Monroe when Jefferson was president.
Can we take a closer look at the clock, Mr. President?
Yes, it's a beautiful clock. And it still keeps good time.
How about the hangings in this room, Mr. President? Of course, if our people could see the color, they'd see it was all blue. Has it always been a blue room?
No, it hasn't always been a blue room. That red couch down in the China room used to be in this room, and they had red furniture in here. But ever since I can remember, I think as far back as anyway as Cleveland's administration, it's been the blue room. And President Cleveland was married in this room.
Oh.
The only president to be married
the
in the White
House. The only president to be married in the White House.
That's right.
Mr. President, wasn't it this ceiling that first began to tremble when you decided the White
yes.
House needed to be renovated?
Yes, my study is right over this, and I had a tray brought to me for luncheon one day. I was here by myself. The family were at home, and the floor bounced up and down, and I had an engineer and an architect to come in, and they moved me out.
And that was the beginning of
the beginning
renovation.
Of the disintegration.
Is there anything about this chandelier up here, Mr. President? That?
No, I don't know. These chandeliers nearly all have been presented, some of them since we've been here, some of them before. Some of the most beautiful chandeliers in the White House were taken down to the Capitol building and are still there. I tried to get them back, and they wouldn't let me have them.
We might take a look at the green room, the next room, Mr. President. What is the green room used for, Mr. President?
This is where diplomats are received when they first come and where they usually pay their respects when they go to leave the country. It used to be a dining room in the old days, but that is up to Van Buren's time, I think. Mm-hmm. We have four presidential pictures in this room.
Could we move over here and take a look at this this one on our left over here?
Jefferson. Jefferson's on the west wall. John Quincy Adams is on the east wall. And I was telling you a while ago about the old Chesapeake and Potomac Canal that interfered with the erection of the Washington Monument. Old John Quincy was down in that canal one morning taking a swim. He was an early riser, just like I am. An old lady went down and sat on his clothes because she wanted a job and she hadn't been able to get it.
Did she get it that time, Mr.
I understand Brennan? That she did. Then on the north wall, we have James K. Polk and Martin Van Buren.
Well, Mr. President, might we take a look at the east room now?
Yes.
This, I guess, is the largest room in the White House, isn't it, Mr. President?
Yes, this is the ballroom. This is where all the people assemble when we have state receptions. And then they march through the green room to the blue room, and then to the red room, and to the state dining room where they have refreshments.
Isn't this also where the people who come personally to the White House for a tour of the public room, this is where their upstairs tour begins?
This is where the tour begins, in the east room. We were ending up where they usually begin. This is a picture of George Washington we're before now. It's an imitation steward. I understand that it's not a real steward.
That's Gilbert Stuart?
Yes, but I'm not sure about that. Some people say the steward painted the face and one of his hired help painted the rest of the figure. At any rate, Dolly Madison is credited with having saved it when the British burned the house.
Well, that's the one that she cut down and tucked under her arm and ran out the door with, Mr. President?
Well, that's the story, but that story isn't true. She took the frame, picture, and all, and took it away in a big wagon. But the story has always gone around that she cut the picture out of the frame, rolled it up, and put it under her dress, and took it with her. And one of the quiz kids one time asked President Roosevelt what sort of a knife she used to cut the picture out of the frame. And Mrs. Roosevelt told me that he didn't hesitate a minute. He said, "Why, a kitchen knife, of course."
This piano over here, Mr. President,
it's a wonderful Steinway piano. It's a beautiful piano and has one of the most wonderful tones of any piano I've ever heard.
You have a piano, I guess, in your study. Do you ever play the pianos in the public rooms, Mr. President?
Hardly ever.
I wondered if you would mind if I just hit a note of this piano so people can tell what a White House piano sounds like.
I'll show them what it sounds like. Listen. Another piano up here, too, that's a good one. That was presented to the new White House by an American piano company, the Baldwin people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely piano, too, in a mahogany case with silver trimmings, has the seal on the outside, and it also has a beautiful tone. It has a beautiful tone. It has a beautiful tone. Well, that's a beautiful piano. Both of them are. Sometime or other, I'm hoping to have a reception and have a two-piano concert here by a couple of the world's great pianists. I'm sure we'll have that one of these days.
You think you can do that while you're still in the White House, Mr. President? Is that something to look forward to?
I can't do it any other time. I'm going to do it before I move out.
Thank you, Mr. President.
For the past half hour, the American Broadcasting Company has brought you recorded excerpts of the tour of the White House conducted today by President Truman himself. This program came to you from Washington. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.